Hello. Okay, so sir, what's your name?
My name is Badr.
Badr?
Yeah.
And just tell me what you're doing this afternoon. You haven't joined the big protests. You're just having a small protest.
Yeah, actually we wanted to keep it peaceful as it could be.
Sure.
So what we're doing is we're just telling to the world that we can't bear anything against our prophet.
Yeah.
Because it's a part of our faith that we have to love our prophet and our creator, Allah, more than ourselves, more than our families, more than anything in this world.
Yeah. Okay. So what do you think about the less violent? Do you think the authorities have lost control? Or?
No, I don't think so. As in, I think there are some people with ill intentions, who are just planted inside these protests, and who are doing it to portray a negative image of Islam and portray a negative image of Muslims, which I call everyone who's hearing this to study themselves, study the life of Prophet, the life of Muhammad themselves, study the Quran themselves, and they'll conclude themselves that Quran and Sunnah and Islam is a religion of peace.
Okay.
And it by no means says that you should be protesting in a violent way.
Okay. And just finally, how big is your group, and whose idea was it?
I think it's just us, the residents of S7 and S8, because we talked to friends and family, and we decided that one way is to, a lot of us went to the big protest, and a lot of us just thought that we'd gather people from our own immediate neighborhoods and just go out in small processions.
Mm-hmm.
And because, the main thing is the media. If we can peacefully protest in front of the media, that's the real thing. It's not about the numbers or anything. So,
what was the big protest scary? Was it
no,
not at all scary?
We're not scared. Honestly, we're not scared.
Was it out of control, or was it?
I don't think in Islamabad. Yes, in some other parts of the country, but you have to realize that it's only a small number of people that turn violent.
Mm.
It just looks at it, and we're not in no way defending the violent actions, but the vast majority of people are protesting peacefully. I think that's something that we should be getting across.
Okay,
to the
and
media.
So what's your name?
Ahmed.
What's your full name?
Ahmed Margoub.
And what do you do?
I'm a student. I study in the UK. I'm an LLB law student.
Okay, which university?
I study in Scotland at the University of Aberdeen.
Okay, and you're just here for holidays, is it?
So, yeah.
Yeah, okay, great. Very good. Can I just take a picture?
If
I do it from this direction. I am, yeah.
Oh, The Guardian,
yeah.
That's my favorite newspaper.
Oh, good.
All right.
What did you want to say?
Yes, what I was saying was that I think I speak for the vast majority of Muslims when I say that we're against the disrespect or blasphemy against any prophet of any religion. We are against target hate speech against any religion or any prophet. That's what it's not just our prophet. We are against that. You would never see Muslims disrespecting Jesus, Moses, or any other prophet. So that's
we believe in them. They're equally our prophets.
No, they're prophets of Islam. Yeah. Okay.
Prophets of Islam.
But are you also worried about the portrayal of Muslims around the world because of this?
Very much so. Very much so. Because I feel that sadly it's turned more into now. If you go to the newspapers, it's not so much about the film, but about the violent reactions to it in Libya, etc., etc. So the story is not about the film anymore. It's more about the violent protest, and that's very sad and maybe unfair. Not unfair, because there have been violent protests, but yes, that's very sad. So, we have to set that right as Muslims and as Pakistanis and as everyone. We have to protest in a peaceful way. And
That's the second phase of our protest. That is to educate Muslims as well that Islam is a religion of peace, and what Quran and the Seerah tells us is peace.
Yeah.
So, if they're insulting by what they say, we're insulting the Prophet as well by not following his way.
Okay.
So what we need to do is we need to tell the Muslims as well and others likewise that we need to connect with the Quran and the Sunnah.
Okay.
We need to connect with the life of the Prophet and follow his example to find success in this life and in the hereafter as well.
Okay. And so, Badr, what's your full name?
Badr bin Saqib.
Bin
Saqib.
Saqib, how do you spell that?
S-A-Q-I-B.
Okay, so Bin Saqib, like an Arab name.
Yep.
So you've been S-A-Q. And what, are you a student as well?
No, I'm working at Telenor.
Okay, great, all right. And sorry, tell me again, you're going from F8...
To the F8 Marcus.
We're just mainly residents of F7 and F8.
So you've moved, it's one block, basically, you're going one block. Okay.
Okay.
All right, see you later, thanks for talking, bye-bye.